From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live into hour number two. I'm going to open the phones up in the next segment. They're not open yet, folks. I don't want you to dial for no reason. I'll give you that toll-free number coming up at the start of the next segment. You know, I was just thinking about the consequences. People ask why I get excited. Knowing drugs were made illegal on purpose so that they could build a police state in America, attack the Bill of Rights and Constitution, pack private prisons owned by the big banks, laundering the drug money, full of citizens working for 25 cents an hour on average, displacing American workers. It's so diabolical and it's so hidden in plain view, documented, that now they have newscasts after newscasts and NATO video press releases, you know, NATO and Army news, explaining it so the troops feel good about it. And a lot of these military men will come back, become cops. What is it, like 80-something percent of cops are now former military? And they'll pull your teenager over. God forbid your poor teenager gets on cocaine or something, or heroin. They'll find them with the drugs. And instead of throwing them in the back of an ambulance to take them to a rehab to detox them, this is horrible stuff. No, they're going to take them to prison where they're going to learn how to kill and steal. We have the biggest prison population. We have the highest crime rate. Of course we do. We have criminals running the country. It's so frustrating. I wake up at 2 in the morning. I jogged and for the first time ever did a big stretching class, which, boy, was the hardest thing I ever did this weekend, and I still couldn't sleep. Because I've got a normal response to this type of tyranny. I realize that this stuff's growing. There isn't some status quo where this just stays at one point and then gets better later. It gets worse. Corruption either gets pushed back or it gets worse. It doesn't just stay in one spot. And we've been trained that anybody that can think for themselves, anybody that criticizes corruption is a conspiracy theorist or an extremist or corrupt. And it upsets me. And, you know, a lot of people say, Alex, how do you have the courage to talk about these subjects? Well, they're hidden in plain view. How would I have the courage to not speak out against them? See, I'm not thinking about myself individually or at the end of the day, even my family, because I'll come and go. My family will come and go. I realize that I'm part of something bigger called the human species. And as a true individualist, I realize it's individuals that have to stand up to the collective corruption so that in the future, our species has a future. And it was that type of attitude that forged and was the progenitor and gave birth to everything that's good in our society. I'm not a hero. I'm a human. I'm somebody who loves the truth more than, quote, security. Because when you take that stagnant road of limited security for a short time to work with evil, to go along with evil, to rationalize corruption, to make excuses for it, it grows and grows. You know, if you get diagnosed with a tumor and it's operable, you don't wait and just say, I'm going to deny that I have a tumor. You get the thing cut out. And it's the same thing here, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a future if we don't turn this around. And I know that there's CIA people watching and listening. I know there's private mercs listening. I know that things have been called in before that haven't been carried out because a lot of people realize I'm a good person. And there's still some weird morals inside the system. But they're putting sodium fluoride and bisphenol A in the plastics we drink out of, in the water we drink, the GMO foods, time and time again, the companies are designing sterilants and cancer triggers into them. A lot of you that serve the system think you're winners because you know the truth and go along with it and laugh at all the other sheep. You're a sheep, too. You're being murdered as well. I'm being soft-killed as well. And I'm not going down without a fight. Okay, so join me. I know a lot of you that serve evil have the hair on the back of your neck standing up right now. You know why? Because your soul isn't destroyed yet. You haven't had your humanity driven from it. You still have honor. Your ancestor strength speaks through you. Join liberty. Join me. Turn your back on evil.
Hello.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people.
InfoWars.com.
Who are they?
They!
They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trusty.
The answer to 1984.
Yes.
Is 1776.
Ha ha!
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live. It is our number dose, number two. Thank you for joining us. Look at the unlimited carnage, the death, the destruction, the giant prison populations, the crime by the prohibition of drugs. Legalize it all. In the prohibition now, let idiots take the drugs. Let them destroy themselves if they want. Back when you could buy any drug you wanted 90 years ago, 85 years ago in the U.S., if you look at the statistics, there was much less drug use or deaths from it. Because it was pharmaceutical grade, and it was looked on as a sickness and pathetic. They make it illegal so they can make giant profits off of it. Now, I just spent an hour covering the fact that Mexico has been imploded by design so that they can, through crises as the SPP, North American Union documents that Judicial Watch sued and got 4 years ago that I cover in my film Endgame, that they would use that crisis to call for a continental security perimeter in North American Union. That was now done 2 months ago, 3.5 years after we first covered it. We've laid this all out. I told you a decade ago they would use hacker threats to set up a new Internet too and then start shutting off the old Internet. The new Internet will be tracked, controlled, taxed. Headline today, Pop Science, former CIA chief, a separate Internet could curb cyber threats. This is the system. We've done our homework. We know what we're talking about. In other news, North Carolina nuclear facility leaking radioactive cooling water. This is buried in local newspapers there. Also, for 2 weeks, a major reactor on a major river in Nebraska has been flooding. Anybody that tries to get near it is arrested. The government has responded by the Fukushima disaster and the total meltdowns of 3 reactors, partial at 2 others of the total 6, is to raise the level of radioactive isotope safety in some isotope levels 100,000 times. Go to the EPA website if you think I'm joking. I've shown you those EPA websites and gone over it months ago. This is huge. What is going on? There are so many nuclear disasters. There was one 3 months ago. In Canada, they release massive amounts of radiation into the surrounding area. This has got to be some type of bizarre sabotage. And I had the big EU advisor to the government of England and the EU on, Dr. Busby, months ago, and he said many of his colleagues believe this is being deliberately done to reduce fertility because nothing attacks fertility like radiation, particularly uranium. Now I've got to start believing him. This is just too insane. There are nuclear disasters going on a weekly basis now, out of the blue. What in tarnations is going on? I don't know. What do you think's going on? Look, I got a bunch of news I want to get to, but I want to take your calls. More and more I get really bad about not taking calls. I'll do 3 hours weekdays, 11 to 2 Central during the day, and not even take a call because I got a lot of info. We have a lot of guests, but I love your calls, and I want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us on this July 10th Sunday edition is 877-789-ALEX. But I specifically want to hear from military people who've been in Afghanistan. That's who the phones are open for. Let me add that proviso. For military people that have been in Afghanistan guarding the poppy fields, what do you think of the newscast and the military saying, oh, yeah, we guard it and help them ship it out, but then we interdict it once it gets to America? I mean, do you see how they can't hide how industrial this operation is, so now they just admit it? What do you think about what's happening in Mexico and the Attorney General perjuring himself, now confirmed? We have those articles up on Infowars.com. To the Congress saying that the Justice Department didn't authorize the DEA, FBI, and ATF, now all three, to be shipping 30,000 guns into Mexico to then blame it on the Second Amendment. That was one end of it. The end in Mexico is to knock out their competition through the Los Zetas, trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, School of Americas, now on record. You really believe thousands of commandos defected suddenly when Calderon got elected? A Western puppet? They do not want you to know this information. Now, I'll go to your phone calls, and I want to hear from you at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, or 877-789-ALEX. We have a different number on Sunday show because this broadcast is fully produced and everything out of my own studios. We still use the Genesis phone system, and they bounce the calls down from Minnesota weekdays, quite frankly, at the end of the day, because I don't want to deal with the 1-800 bill. But this is on our phone system if you want to get involved with us here on air. And I'm going to get into even bigger news than the phony drug war and tell you about their next big scam, the carbon tax, and just how wicked that is coming up in the last segment of the broadcast today. But I ended the last hour getting into this. Now, I remember all these weird parallels between Obama and Abraham Lincoln. And you can say what you want about the North and the South. I don't say the North was good or the South was good. You see, I don't just take two choices I'm given. I'm addicted to history. I'm addicted. I don't watch football games. I don't play tiddlywinks with the neighbors. Occasionally I do play poker. I like to fish. I mean, I do have some extracurricular activities. But my main extracurricular activity is reading history books. I'm addicted. History is the roadmap to the present and the future. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. People perish for lack of knowledge, as the good book says. Now, if you've studied the Civil War, you know British intelligence, this is on record, by the way, came in and funded the South, who was being wronged by tariffs in the North, international tariffs that cheated the South. There was almost a rebellion when Andrew Jackson was president because he was a Southerner. He was able to end it and fix the trade problems. The North, namely Boston and New York, did cheat the living daylights out of the South and set up tariff deals that totally destroyed their cotton trade and other things. Nothing to do with slavery. I'm now digressing into a history lesson. The point is that Abraham Lincoln arrested a bunch of members of Congress, U.S. Congress. He arrested hundreds of newspaper owners and editors, hundreds. Abraham Lincoln engaged in a lot of tyranny, but I'm not saying he was wrong or right because British intelligence was trying to break the country up through the South. So at the end of the day, again, and I had my whole family were Southerners, folks. I mean, the mom's side, dad's side, colonels in the Confederacy, whole nine yards. And a lot of Southerners get mad when I talk about this. I'm just giving you the facts. The British came in and manipulated the South into getting into a fight they couldn't win, try to break up the U.S. The British put tens of thousands of troops in Toronto and were about to invade until the Czars, who were the British cousins from Russia, sent a fleet in and threatened to attack them if they did because they were in the middle of a fight. Now, just like the French teamed up with us against the British in 1778, if you want to get technical, not 1776. So there's a lot of jockeying going on between empires. That's why the globalists want a one-world empire so nobody can oppose them. Now, I've seen all these parallels between Obama and Lincoln. And I noticed they were hyping that because they knew that the states would move under 10th Amendment powers against the banker bailouts, against the planned implosion of America, against third world debt servitude, against the gun control, against abortion, against all these issues, because that was the remedy in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence, is the states. That's why we have states. That's why senators until 1913 were elected by state legislatures. They could be recalled. The states are supposed to have 51% of the power, the feds 49%. The states are supposed to be preeminent. Then federally, it's supposed to be Congress, then the courts, then the president. The president, because the power and the danger of an attempted dictatorship, read the Federalist Papers, read them. It's not equal powers, as we've been taught for 100 years. It's Congress, courts, president. Congress has the power. For war, taxes, monetary policy, borders, laws. The president executes as an executive. Okay, so the Congress represents the shareholders, the people. And they can remove the CEO whenever they want. That's the president. I'm going to come back and break this down because Obama is announcing that he may use war powers against the Congress.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption is growing and growing and growing. We're going to open the phones up just to everybody. We'll see if we get some military callers. We normally do when I call for it. The number to join us, of course, is 877-789-ALEX. Okay, there's a whole bunch of news articles about this. They're up on Infowars.com. The Drudge Report, DrudgeReport.com has them on the right-hand side as well. You want to find a place to find it easily. Obscure clause may help U.S. avert default. And I saw this today and started reading. And they just have a kind of milquetoast headline. You know, this should read, Obama threatens to use civil war martial law powers on Congress. Or Obama threatens to overturn Constitution to continue debt to foreign banks. And again, we wouldn't be bankrupt if this wasn't derivatives in the, quote, banker bailout that was bipartisan, that Republican leaders supported as well. Back in October of 2008, we wouldn't be in debt. We've got incredible wealth, ladies and gentlemen, but they train you that it's the welfare queens or Social Security that's causing this. Not that I even like any of that because it makes us dependent. The point is it's a fraud. Look at the numbers. Now listen to this. They just calmly report here that they could use a Civil War power used by Lincoln and a 14th Amendment clause used against Southern states that didn't want to pay high reparations under Reconstruction. This is out of the AFP, Agency French Press, their equivalent of AP. It's also National Review, Washington Post. It's all right here. It says the White House could resort to a little-known line in the U.S. Constitution to prevent a ruinous default if Democrats and Republicans do not agree to raise the debt ceiling by August 2nd, experts say. And then it goes on to say, does Congress control money? Of course they declare war, they pass the laws, they control economic issues. Not according to this. The 143-year-old clause written to address still potent divisions after the bloody Civil War has been dredged up by legal scholars as well as U.S. Treasury Secretary to suggest how a debt debacle might be avoided. You go read the clause, it's for Reconstruction. Taking people's property. But resorting to it could spark a controversial crisis over just who, as if AFP doesn't know. The Congress or the White House controls the power of the federal purse, analysts say. Everyone knows Congress controls that, and the president executes it. Everyone knows the Congress does the spending bills and controls the issuance of currency and credit. But they already gave it over to the private Federal Reserve in 1913. They've already given our trade control over to the private World Trade Organization. We're already handing the carbon tax control over to the private IMF World Bank. Why not? It goes on. The U.S. government reached its debt limit of $14.29 trillion. That doesn't even count future obligations that are in the hundreds of trillions. In May, and since then, the Treasury has used special measures to allow the government to keep paying its bills. Treasury Secretary, former head of the Federal Reserve, in New York, as a revolving door to the offshore banks. But unless the limit is raised by August 2nd, the Treasury says growing spending and debt service commitments, why not actually make some real cuts? Well, Obama wants to raise $2 trillion in taxes on the middle class. They got Warren Buffett and all these globalists out promoting to raise taxes when they've written the laws to exempt themselves. But unless the limit is raised by August 2nd, the Treasury says growing spending and debt service commitments will force a default, which would have disastrous ripple effects throughout the global financial system. Republicans in Congress, which sets the debt cap into law, you mean the Congress does, yeah. Oh, well, why did they before? The president doesn't need them now. Has refused to raise it unless the move is accompanied by deep spending cuts and their talks with Democrats have made little visible progress. See, the bankers get our money up front and more as we lose our debt rating. So they want to bankrupt us. That's what this is all about. It's economic conquest. If the impasse is not broken, could President Obama simply ignore the ceiling and borrow more money? Some legal experts believe. Well, I bet some legal experts believe we don't even need a constitution. In fact, I've seen that in Time Magazine, Newsweek. They're all promoting how bad it is. Get rid of it. Well, we've gotten into all this trouble by ignoring it. With the country still wrestling with post-war division, Section 4 of the amendment was written after politicians from the defeated South sought to block the North's commitment to repay large debts arising from its victorious campaign. And then it goes through that it was the power to levy incredible taxes, including land confiscation from the South. So they're threatening to use against Congress power used during Reconstruction that was martial law. And it got so out of control that in 1878, more than a decade later, they passed posse comitatus in Latin, meaning you don't put federal troops on the streets to confiscate things. Ladies and gentlemen, there are tombstones at family cemeteries of my family that says killed by Northern soldiers in Reconstruction. We had our hotel in Teague, Texas, burned. There are graves where Northern soldiers, years after the war, would come in and take whatever they want and openly hand your land right over to the carpetbaggers who were banker agents sent from the North. They took whatever they wanted, quote, because of the national debt of the Confederacy. Now, the president who launched the Libya war and told Congress, I don't even have to consult you. And Congress said, we'll give you the power. We're pro-war. We love it. We want to attack. Plus, you're a Peace Prize winner, and we'll call it peace. Just come to us for authorization. And he said, I don't need your authorization. And he put a letter out saying, I'm doing this, quote, and you just search it if you don't believe me, White House press release, whitehouse.gov, put this in, whitehouse.gov into Google, the NSA search engine, and add Libyan operation for the credibility of the UN. He said, for the credibility of the UN to say they're the boss, I don't need you, Congress. So why should, and even liberals like Congressman Nadler and people like Ron Paul, real constitutionalists, came out and said, this is making the presidency a dictatorship. Why even have a Congress? Well, now you're learning we don't need one. We have an emperor now. We have a new world order, and these puppet emperors will come and go, like Obama. But the office is now being enshrined with total and complete, absolute, unbridled, Hitlerian, dictator, Stalinistic, Maoistic, Chavistic, Castroistic, absolute, Julius Caesaristic, unlimited Genghis Khanis, Attila the Hunnish, absolute, total, Pol Potish, Idi Aminish. They are just absolutely doing it. It's the norm 99% of the time. Liberty is the unknown jewel, the great goal, the thing to be guarded above all else, is that radical terrorist, Thomas Jefferson, FEMA teaches police, said. And so now a lot of you good old boys think, well, so what? They're going to do that and it'll be all right. I hear troops calling the radio. It sounds like officers. They go, I'm in the military. We control the printing presses. We got the biggest military in the world. And we'll do whatever we want. That's what they're being told. Ron Paul came out Friday and said, all we've got left is our military. And it's run by big global banks that are looting and robbing the country. It's not just going to be reserved for Libyans or Iraqis or Pakistanis or Afghans to be slaughtered or enslaved and go into debt bondage. This is now being threatened against the Congress. He's threatening Reconstruction, Sherman burning major cities. I mean, he's threatening the nuclear option. He's saying, I'll do what Lincoln did. I don't need a stinking Congress. I'll arrest members of Congress. Your call's coming up.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Get up, stand up, escape from the prison planet. All right, I want to go to Sean in Arizona, Luke in South Korea, Brian, Tom, Keith, Michael, Tovarius, Chuck, many others. We're going to get to all of you here. And then I do want to get into some of the carbon tax news towards the very end of the hour. I should be going to calls earlier. I love hearing from you, but I've got to go over all this. I mean, we act like a bunch of gullible children just buying into this fake Hollywood TV buffet of lies that's laid out for us. And the average male acts like an arrested development six-year-old. You have no idea. The world is just as serious and just as vicious as it always was. It's just packaged in a sicky sweet surface. And please, folks, they're gearing up World War, they're gearing up total depression, and they're going to go ahead with these programs if people don't wake up faster. Let's go to Sean in Arizona first. Sean, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a while since we chatted. We last chatted in January when Obama came down here over the Tucson shooting and so forth. I want to quickly tell you a couple things. One thing that happened 25 years ago here in the West, not Arizona, but another Western state, that substantiates to the T what you've been talking today about the drug trade. And that's when I got educated. I was about 24 years old at the time. In another Western state, under state statutes, I put a drug dealer under citizen's arrest, and I used force against that drug dealer when the county would not respond. It was a 40 below.
Yeah, he was obviously one of their dealers.
That's exactly it. Let me get to it. Exactly it. And that's when I learned, as you know, that I had an old rancher friend of mine then tell me after the whole debacle, we proved the county was involved with the drug trade. I had knocked over one of their guys. He was in and out of the jail system in about 48 hours, and they came after me with aggravated assault charges, which we later I had to get an attorney to sue the county attorney, and then they dropped everything. It was a completely rigged deal, and that's when I got educated to the fact that an old rancher friend said, Sean, I've been to Vietnam. When are you going to wake up? Anytime there's a black market, the government is involved. And I just wanted to substantiate your information that you give because it's dead on. And I want to look, I listen to you every day, and I want to open it up a little more to the Tea Partiers and all the faith that people have sent these individuals back to Washington and so forth. You know, these people, a lot of them and I've listened to a lot of them before they were sworn in. They just don't have the breadth of the situation.
No, they're ignorant. People always ask me for solutions. Folks have to have wide spectrum understanding of things before they're able to fix anything. I'd love to hear from you more, but I got to jump, Sean. I'll just say this. I'm not really supposed to talk about it. People get mad when I do. I'm even told it messed up some military promotions. So I probably shouldn't say anything. But it's not saying my family's even special. It's how big the shadow government is. But they do love to recruit out of Texas. Whatever thing is, the CIA and other intelligence people have a fetish for it, you know, for the reputation of people that'll get the job done. But the point is, growing up, going to family reunions, great uncles, things like that, so many of them were in the Army and then were recruited into the CIA. One of my dad's great uncles and so many others. And every time, my family was moral. They always got out when it started to get into killing people and dealing drugs. And, again, I'm going to shut up right there. But the point is, this is everywhere. Because I wasn't told this story by one of them. I've been told it by others. Other people in the family told me stuff they were involved in. But this one guy told my dad about how he did stuff out of the Army for the CIA for a couple of years. And when it got into just horrible stuff in Chicago, he wouldn't do it. Folks, grow up. Grow up. They can only get away with all this stuff, destroying the dollar, our future. Look at your children, folks. You have no future if you don't grow up. And that's all I can say to you because, look, it'd be one thing if the government shipped the drugs in. That's horrible. They want my guns, too, and keep raising my property taxes. They're not for America. It'd be one thing if they were dealing drugs for America. That's bad enough. I'd be against it. But, of course, you can't have it halfway. Like, well, the government brings the drugs in to control it and kind of so America controls it because if we don't, the Ruskies will. That was the argument 30, 40 years ago. They're not going to stop anywhere. They're crooks. They wrap themselves the American flag. Let's go ahead and talk to Luke in South Korea. Luke, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. How are you going?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. I've got a story here that's going to let your listeners know just why police are scared of cameras so much. A fellow bouncer from Sydney, Tarek Nasser, was pled guilty against his will because he had an alibi recorded by Star City Casino, which proved 18 police gave false briefs of evidence. So he had to be pled guilty by a corrupt lawyer and the same law firm that's now working with the Julian Assange. I've put it all on your forum, and you guys can look it up.
Yeah, you called a few weeks ago with incredible news with your Prime Minister of Australia openly calling for global government and carbon taxes. And so I'll have to check into the new thing you're calling about, but very interesting.
Yeah, that was Bob Brown, not the Prime Minister, but I've actually made a group on Facebook.
That's right. That was the head of the Green Party, right? The head of the Green Party.
Yes, Bob Brown. Yeah, if your listeners go on Facebook, they can look up Globalist Greens Above the Law Against Human Rights and all the information about the proposed new laws they're putting in Australia under UN order, which we call outlaw motorcycle gang laws, are actually requiring us to delete our own human rights legislation and even the Government Office of Criminal.
That's right. You're under treaties where even if you criticize police, you're arrested. I saw the articles you posted. It's unbelievable. I appreciate your call. I got to move quick here now. Brian in Ohio, you're on the air. Then Tom and others. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, Alex, I want to say that I feel your frustration. I mean, every time that you're on the air, I'm sitting there listening to you, and I'm watching your different videos that you got, and I've been trying to get the word out now for almost 2 years. I just was awoken 2 years ago when Obama was becoming into presidency with everything that was going on with the elections and him getting declared winner with about 4% of a vote of a state. And I'm going, this is crazy. This seems like something's going on. And I got more in depth into it, and I found yourself. I found Glenn Beck. I know you don't like that guy too well, but at least you guys are actually trying to get the truth out.
Let me get clear. I like it when he covers Agenda 21, when he covers Soros. I don't like him blocking me, not that it's that big of a deal, but every time I'm about to be a guest on Fox News, they call me. I'm in the car rolling down there to the TV uplink, and we're told by the producer, sorry, Glenn Beck's threatening if you come on, or I'm booked on another show in New York when I was already on The View and a bunch of and CNN, and then I'm told Glenn Beck had you kicked off, or Glenn Beck reportedly goes to sponsors and gets them away from us, and Glenn Beck takes my material and twists it. He supported the bailout. I'm not the one drawing first blood. Glenn Beck's been attacking me, and now he's moving to Texas. He's obsessed with me. I've confirmed it from inside his operation. I've been around 16 years. He's been covering the New World Order for 4. I would welcome him and bow down if he was for real. That's my problem with Beck. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I believe everything you're saying. The thing is that we need people around America, as you just said earlier, join me. Well, I've sent you emails, not you per se, but Aaron. You've asked to send Aaron at Infowars.com. I've sent him emails. I've sent other things, trying to work together.
No, Brian, I hear you. Listen, man, Aaron was up here till about an hour and a half ago. He's working 7 days a week. We're only human. I'm sorry we can't reach out to all you, or we don't have fake auto responses like politicians do. You know why Aaron had to leave? He's coming back. He had to go meet the lawyer I'm having to pay for from 2 years ago when he asked Karl Rove a question at UT and got arrested for no reason. They're still throwing the book at him. Aaron's working on Sunday.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS. 401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If we don't wake up and grow up and admit just how corrupt the rulers of this country have become, the sky's the limit. I mean, Obama's launching wars without even consulting Congress now and saying the UN's his boss and saying he'll invoke reconstruction powers on the federal Congress and he's got the power to raise taxes and things without him. I mean, this is Julius Caesar type stuff happening. And we knew it was coming. They've been setting the grid up for a long time. They've committed so many crimes. They're arrogant. They're ruthless. I'm going to rampage through a bunch of calls here because I want to try to get to everybody. The problem is we could take hundreds of calls. But I wanted to briefly hit on this, and I'll cover it more tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central when we go live. Peter Mandelson parties with his super rich chums again, and the security guards definitely do not want you to see him. And it turns out they were at a private island, but it's right off the coast. They're in the Mediterranean of the mainland. And they were there with Nat Rothschild, billionaire Nat Rothschild, and all these British government people at this party. And they came across and grabbed the media's cameras and erased them. But they got some of the photos from a distance. And it's the same people that got a Bilderberg group. But the point is that it's Nat Rothschild there on the right-hand side of the screen with Mandelson, who's set to be the next British prime minister, openly calling for global carbon taxes, which has nothing to do with the environment. And then I have the headlines here. Australian bank accepts carbon credits as currency. They're now taking farmers and ranchers' property. Power bills have soared 30% in green reforms, London Telegraph, due to carbon taxes. I've got that report right here. Australian children are being terrified by climate change lessons, telling them they're going to die if they don't pay carbon taxes to Lord Rothschild. These guys, in fact, show them the giant yacht. have these giant yachts the size of destroyers. They're all pulled up at this private island, and they got all their private jets and the rest of it, and they are on record. If you don't believe me, just search British population told not to take hot baths or showers for Earth. But the very people pushing are the banksters that want to tax your human activity for themselves. I mean, it's just asinine. Wake up to the fraud. Wake up to the scam. Come on. Let's go to Tom in Rhode Island. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? I'm a first-time caller. I'm a college at the I go to college at the University of Massachusetts. I'm taking finance and economics. Now, there's a couple things I wanted to go over with you, but real quick. First of all, there is an epidemic of prescription pain medication addiction on the East Coast over here.
I know. And listen, the very same megabanks caught laundering money own and control Big Pharma that's pushing this everywhere. They're drug dealers. They're criminals.
Absolutely. And it's funny because it's not funny, actually. But I know hundreds of people that are addicted to these things. I know a lot of people around here. I have a lot of friends. I'm a popular
That's why
guy.
You better never take them the first time.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right, Alex. I totally agree.
By the way, I've had surgery before and not taking them.
No, I totally agree. And it is a lot worse than what you would even think. I mean, there are people that are good.
Sir,
people,
President Bush's New Freedom Initiative openly said that they would put half of school children on these drugs. The plan is to drug everyone.
Well, particularly I'm talking about OxyContin. That is that is what is really destroying, particularly students. I mean, you can't.
I know. Limbaugh. He shouldn't have gotten in trouble for that. It's an illness. But why Limbaugh then supports mandatory prison time for cocaine or heroin users when he's taking in synthetic heroin really makes me sad, Tom. Good points. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm not judging Limbaugh. Just Rush. Stop judging other people that have a problem here. Come on, man. Let's talk to Keith in California. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to your comment you made earlier about the cops pushing drugs to the kids during the parties when you were a kid.
Yeah, no, I saw it myself.
I
grew up in the wealthiest county in Texas. We were poor compared to the billionaires there. And I would be at parties when I was 14 and see a car pull up with a cop in his uniform, in his private truck selling drugs. And then I learned about it because one of my buddy's big brothers was a drug dealer. I was never involved in drugs, but it was just all over the place. And I learned they got all their drugs, ecstasy, cocaine, you name it, from the police. And later the cops went to prison for it. It's not like it's not on record.
Yeah, well, what I was responding to, I'm around your age, and if you remember back in the early 90s, there was a big-time gang explosion, especially in California.
Yes.
I got caught up in that culture. And by 19, I was in San Quentin myself for dealing drugs. I've seen all this stuff firsthand you're talking about. I used to be involved in the gangs. They would come around and get their tribute in some of these major Bay Area cities that I was dealing in, and they'd get their tribute from the gangs to give us protection, basically immunity from any kind of prosecution. They let us know when, busts were coming down, all sorts of things they let us know. So people that believe the cops aren't involved in this, they're up to this in their neck. They're fooling themselves.
Well, look at the Serpico case. Up until the 70s, they would have to fire the majority of New York detectives every decade. Now they just let them do it.
Oh, yeah. They don't care. It's so corrupt. This is what's scary about this whole thing. I want to make it clear, I'm not in that stuff anymore. That was when I was younger, in my mid-20s.
No, I understand how it works. You're young. There's a lot of money involved. I mean, listen. When I was like 15, I had a moped, and I had people offer for me to deliver drugs, and I said, no way. Thank God I never got involved in it. The point is, it's everywhere. I know how people get involved in drugs. It's just that I was there so many times witnessing this, it makes me want to throw up. I appreciate your call. Great. Keith, anything else you want to add about government drug dealing?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that you know how they got those drugs. They confiscated it from somebody. They pulled some kids over, somebody who wasn't on the take, confiscated the drugs, turned around and resold them on the streets just like they do with the guns, too.
No, that's how it works. They only bust the dealers that aren't paying their cut. If you start selling even moderate amounts of drugs, 10,000 a week in the average city, without paying off the government, you will be busted. So they know where all the drug dealing is. Listen, I used to live in South Austin. In this gas station that was nice, suddenly had no food, was all dirty. They were running whores out of it. And this is in a half-decent area. And I started pulling over to cops going, there's whores right there getting in cars. There's pimps. And they're dealing drugs. And the cops would just look at me and laugh at me. No, absolutely. I appreciate your call. And I moved out. I had to move from there. I'm just so tired of it. I just want to go fishing and eat enchiladas and lift weights. I don't want to be around drug dealing. Decriminalize it. End it all now. Stop. Look, by the banks making drugs illegal by lobbying government, they make it cost a lot, and that's what most robberies are drug-related, because they rob you, they carjack you, they home-invade you to get money to buy drugs that were shipped in by the megabanks, and I'm sick of it. It's a tax directly to the banks with a bunch of mindless drug addicts running. I mean, you can go to East Austin, East 11th right now. They're selling crack down there right now. In fact, I got a live video now. I'm tempted to leave here, go to East 11th after this show, or 10 other streets, and show you drug dealing right now. The cops aren't doing anything about it. I'm out of control here. Michael in Canada, you're on the air. Now, you know what? I want to go to Tovarius. This is the name's interesting. And we'll go to Michael. Tovarius, real quick from Colorado. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I thought the phone was shut off. This is my first time calling on your show. I'm actually a minister from Colorado Springs. And I just wanted to say something. It's been on my heart. Actually, my name is Tavares, by the way. But I wanted to say something that's really been on my heart. And it's concerned about, it's actually having to deal with what you had said in the beginning, that we gotta stand up, we gotta fight for what's right and for this country. But I want to say from the Spirit of the Lord, what He's always been putting on me, and the thing is, before we can do anything as Christians, we got to find who we are as Christians in the Lord. We got to.
No, I hear with you. I got to jump, Silvarius. Here's the deal: the churches under World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, for 100 years under the Rockefeller Foundation, most of the big ones are totally controlled. They're not real Christian churches. You might as well go to Anton LaVey's church. I'm serious. You're neither hot nor cold. You were lukewarm. They are a joke. They have the clergy response teams that we got secret documents on 6-7 years ago. Mainstream news a few years later admitted it. They have recruited now over 100,000 pastors nationwide to spy on their flocks and to teach them to submit to corrupt government under Romans 13. Well, we are the government. We're the people. The Constitution's the government. So you submit to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, everything that's under attack. Folks, you have been warned. There is no future if we don't face up to the corruption under the national security umbrella that's taken over our society. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.